July 21st, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord of the universe. I created heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in it. I formed the mountains with my fingers and spread the deserts across the earth. I created man and placed him amidst my world to share in every generation the benefits of my handiwork. Today I tell you that of all these creations, the greatest is the present moment. It is in the present moment that mankind chooses salvation or damnation. The present moment is always grace-filled. It is the time to choose to live in my commandments. It is the moment of revelation as to the difference between good and evil. It is the time of conversion and repentance. Honor the present moment for love of me. I give it to you as a gift. Avoid useless dissension. That is evil trying to destroy the gift of the present. Be united in holy love. Do not look at your differences, but at your relationship to one another as my children. Work together to fulfill my will. Therein lies your peace. A note is given to read Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I take refuge. I say to the Lord, Thou art my Lord. I have no good apart from thee. As for the saints in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their libations of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. Thou holdest my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure. For thou dost not give me up to Sheol, or let thy godly ones see the pit. Thou dost show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.